Blog Talk Radio.
You make me
Brother, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great.
I'm loving the show, man. I got to be honest. I'm loving the interactivity. It's like we got the band back together again. It's everything is lovely. I can't wait to hear the show tonight and have my pals with me. So let's have a good show, Kenny.
Oh yeah, so let's have that. Okay. So okay, I got one more caller. Okay, and. And then I'll go into the message. Hello, 111.
Hey, is that me?
Yeah, it's
you.
It's
Bo.
Hey,
Bo, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are y'all?
I'm doing just great.
Good to
hear. Blessed and highly favored, brother.
Amen.
All right.
So, Kenny,
okay.
what's on the docket tonight for the show, brother?
Well, I've got a devotional like usual, and and you know, I got a prophetic word, okay, and basically, I figure we'll keep we'll get enough callers, we can be an interactive show, so that'll take up a lot of the time. Okay, I don't know if Joey Gibson is going to be calling in tonight, since he was just on a show earlier.
Yeah, Ken, what's the devotional title tonight so I can find it? I would like to follow along.
Oh, okay. The devotional title is In Grace God Teaches Us by 1 15.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, let's start out with a prayer. Okay. Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you for giving our hearts hope for your kingdom, Lord, the kingdom of God, Lord. We thank you that again and again we may draw strength from this hope, Lord, find new youthfulness and courage, Lord, and discover how powerfully, though hidden, your kingdom is already approaching, Lord. Protect this vision and help us when we fail, Lord. All will come right, Lord. Whatever happens, Lord, we are in your hands, Lord, and no one shall snatch this joy from our hearts. Amen. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All righty. Okay. Let's get into the devotional. Okay. It's called In Grace God Teaches Us. See, grace is a gift most of us don't know how to receive. We've been so inundated, okay, with the earthly systems of giving and get and work and earn, that grace is a concept few ever fully grasp. Yet grace alone that has the power to transform lives, grace alone has the power to bring freedom to the captives. By grace alone we are saved. There could be no better use of our time than consistently and passionately pursuing a greater revelation of God's grace. By God's grace, we have been given an entire book of his teaching. The Bible offers you practical wisdom, insight, and revelation that has the power to transform your life. Its very pages are miraculous, the voice of God breaking supernaturally into a physical world, paper and ink in your own language. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." The Bible holds the perfect and eternal words of the Creator of heaven and earth. Even more, as believers, we've been filled with the very author of the Bible, the Holy Spirit. We have available to us God's grace, both the Word and its author, capable together of leading us to the abundant life God desires for us. Today, as we look at all that God desires to accomplish in us through his Word, may your heart be filled with a longing to engage in the process of transformation that comes from through the teaching of Scripture. Psalms 19, verse 7 through 11 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise. The simple, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great reward." So David understood the incredible value of the word he'd been given. God's word revives the soul, brings wisdom, rejoices the heart, and enlightens those who read it. How greatly do you need what God's word gives you? Where do you need to be revived? Where do you need wisdom, rejoicing, and enlightenment? Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers." So those who make God's word their foundation and delight are immovable, fruitful, prosperous. It has the power to lead you away from the life of sin and worldly counsel to a life of abundance and prosperity in the counsel of the Spirit. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16-17 says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped with every good work." So the Bible is capable of taking a broken, weak, and useless man and teaching, correcting, and training him in righteousness, and he might be equipped for incredible works. God's desire to take any area of your life isn't yielding the fruit righteous and accomplishing good works, and revive them through his word in areas of strength and life. Because your Heavenly Father loves you, he will always lead you through the Spirit and his word into better and more fruitful living. God has incredible plans in store for you as you grow in your relationship with him, and he desires to use his word to both equip you and further guide you by the abundant life he has for you. So meditate on his word day and night. Read it with guidance of the Spirit. Receive the revelation, wisdom, and insight he wants to share with you, and choose to live your life in response to Scripture, living in obedience to all that you read. So first, meditate on all that God wants you to do, okay, through his word. Psalms 37, 30, verse 31, the mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. So secondly, reflect on your life, okay? Where do you need transformation? Where do you need restoration? Where do you need wisdom? And thirdly, commit to engaging with God's word. Ask the Spirit to guide you to all that he longs to show you. Receive a greater hunger for God's teaching. A lighter desire to be stirred up towards transformation by hearing and doing the word of God. Okay? Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and delight in my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 23. My son, be attentive to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with vigilance, from it flow the springs of life. So we'll spend the next week being taught by the parables of Jesus. So make it your goal to receive a hunger for the word and prayer. Meditate on all that God wants you to do in through this word. Allow desire for his teachings to be stirred as you think about an abundant life he wants to lead you through Scripture. Think of areas in which you need restoration and wisdom, and commit to engaging the process of incredible transformation God has in store for you. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 1, and it'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Alrighty. Now this brings us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord as your Savior, as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment or two. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this road not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need purpose, okay? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as the alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever it is, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So my question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply pray this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay, And we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. That is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight. Okay? So we can pray for you and let you know what you need to do next, okay, after saying the Lord's Prayer. Okay? Amen? All right. Well, let's take some more callers here. Okay. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hello there, Pastor. How you doing?
All right, how you doing? Who do I have?
Yes, it's Ben Radin.
Who?
My name is Ben Radin.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Ben?
I'm doing all right. Just heard your Bible sermon, and I was just in Walmart and saw a homosexual girl, and she was cool and stuff, and she had a tattoo on her arm that said, "Judgment from other sinners is invalid."
Amen.
Amen. I started a conversation with her, and I was telling her about you.
All right.
She said that she's going to tune in.
Oh, that sounds great. Sounds wonderful. I hope she does.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we don't need I think that scripture or that saying goes to Joe Gibson, you know?
Well, yeah, it can.
Yeah, because he just likes to judge people. That's what, you know, he likes to judge people, but he doesn't expose his own sin. But that's what he likes to do. Kind of like that Westboro Baptist Church. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Kenny,
you.
Kenny, are you awake? Are you sleeping?
Yeah, I'm
Kenny?
Awake. Yeah,
okay.
I'm awake. I'm awake, Don. Okay.
Is
this
DC2?
I'm just
listening
to what you got to say.
Yes, this is Don. What's up? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening, man? This is Ben Radin. I'm just calling in, and I heard a lot about you, DC2. You're a good brother.
Well, shalom, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you supporting my friend's show, and I appreciate your words, brother. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yes, it's good to hear your voice. It's always a pleasure to have a voice on the radio. Okay.
Amen,
yeah, brother.
Amen. Okay, well, let me bring on another guest. Okay. That's area code 506. Okay. Hello. Who do I have?
Hello.
Oh, it's Pastor Kent.
Kenny.
Wow.
Hello. How you doing, Pastor Kent?
I am blessed and highly flavored. And I hope
Amen.
Everyone is the same or better.
Amen. Yes.
You know.
I would think we are.
I am moved by the caller previous to me. I know that is a big word, but that means the person that called before me. I wanted to say that I and my churches accept all walks of life, creeds, LGBTs and Qs and the Ps, but that's for pansexuals, not the Ps for the pedophiles. I believe that a gay man is gay and born gay. However, I think the gay in a woman can be cured. You see, many women, the only reason they are gay is because they have not had this sweet penis of mine.
Pastor
I
Ken.
Truly believe that. Yes, my son.
Pastor Ken, you don't need to. You know what I'm saying?
I apologize, Brother Kenny. I thought this was the Culture Shock Show.
No, it's GRM.
Oh, well then, let me rephrase that. Abba, bless the gays, the women gays, but especially the pretty ones. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay, let's bring on Johnny Longfeather. Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Hello. What's up, Johnny?
I'm okay.
That's good to hear.
Sounds like he's in a great mood, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's full of life.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Preach, Johnny, you ready to preach the gospel tonight, brother?
Not particularly.
That's
I was told by somebody named Hank that I should tune in and listen to this part very carefully. So I've called in.
I think you already missed the part that he was talking about, but that's okay.
I heard something about lesbians needing a penis. From the previous caller, and I was...
A sweet penis, yes.
I was shocked.
The
necklace
is a sweet penis.
The truth will set them free, my son. And
in the United
I
States,
stand
you do not
it.
Pronounce it that way.
Well, and you use imperial, not the metric system.
It's pronounced metric.
But... You know, even though we use the metric system, we still have Big Macs in McDonald's.
You know, in France, they have something called the Royale of Cheese.
Oh.
Really? Royale with
I
cheese.
Never,
yep,
I learned something
yep.
today.
Also,
hello, Pastor Kent.
Hello?
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 Yeah, so is Joey getting kept to tell the truth?
Say what?
Is Joey getting kept to get the truth?
He was on a program called Tap Into the Truth, okay?
Are you sure
so...
it wasn't called being tapped to tell the truth?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I just know he was on a program called Tap Into the Truth. Okay.
Yeah,
I
called
I
into that show, and they did not let me speak.
Oh,
that's ungodly.
Sorry, my son. Go
we
ahead.
We take calls from Canada. It's for U.S. calls, maybe.
Well, he mentioned a Canadian man several times, and I decided to call in and greet them. But Joey made him not take my call. But I will tell you this. If anything, the host of that show reminded me of a giant vagina. I'm sorry, Kenny, but that is what he really reminded me of. Whatever Joey said.
What were the similarities between the two?
Well, the similarities between Timmy and Evangina is that if Joey would say, the sky is green and the grass is blue, he would say, you hit the nail on the head. You are absolutely right. Oh, Joey this. Oh, Joey that. Joey, if you pull it out now, I will suck it. That's pretty much the way that conversation went.
So that's why that show went into the after hours, brother.
Yes, it went from rated G to rated X and rated P for pedophiles.
And penetration, brother. I bet he opened them cheeks up.
Did Kenny even have a rating system? A P system? Like a P rating?
Johnny, are you in a cave in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, John.
Barely hear you,
John. Calling from Afghanistan.
I cannot hear you.
The Tora Bora.
And I have expensive headphones that I bought at the thrift store.
I got headphones that I bought at the Dollar General. So they're $3.
Oh,
so.
Well, I got a notification before the show to pray for Elaine Venice parents. They're in the hospital, both of them.
Oh, goodness.
Don't know exactly what's wrong with them. Okay, but let's lift them up in prayer. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we come to you today for Elaine Bennett's parents. They're in the hospital. I don't know what's wrong, but I know you do. Please keep your eyes on them. Okay, place your arms upon them, and let them know that you are there with them, and that everything will be okay. Okay, we pray this in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Abba, Father,
Pastor
Elohim.
Ken, would you like to say a prayer?
Yes, my son. Abba, Father, Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua Higgins, I pray that Elaine Bennett and her parents find the way, the truth, and the light, and as they say in England, the Cheerios, for happiness will come to thou. But if you really want your parents to get cured faster, donate to Abba's house, as it will remedy the situation sooner than later. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
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 All right. Okay, so I see Joseph Gibson hasn't showed up yet. Okay. Maybe
thank
he
Jesus.
Will, maybe he won't. Who knows? Okay. You guys have pretty much gave Joey a thrashing in the last couple of days. Okay, so he may show up or he may not show up. Okay, so
amen.
It's just us guys.
Kenny, I don't see how it was a trashing when we prayed from his prolapse rectum. He gave himself his own thrashing when he accepted the Negro member penis inside of him. We tried to make it better.
It is true. That's true.
I missed last night's show. That sounds like I missed a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I can sum it up for you, my son. Joey gave me permission to talk about a call that he made to my counseling center. And pretty much, Bridget is a freak and asked Joey to participate, articulate, and ejaculate in a threesome with a bigger man. He was an African with a big member, and Bridget.
Was that brother's name? Hey, Kent, before you go on, brother, was his name Mandingo?
Actually, his name was Tyrone Pinocchio Terrible Thompson, and he mentioned him in his show a lot.
Oh.
But
that name sounds familiar.
He used to have a podcast on Blog Talk.
Okay. That's probably where I know him from then.
But that's what happened. And now he has a prolapsed rectum. And I told him what he could put on it. Amongst the many things was crazy glue, Neosporin, aloe vera, a Band-Aid, and
crazy glue.
I heard mayonnaise also works. So he needs a tub of mayonnaise and some peanut butter.
Maybe some Vaseline.
I think Vaseline turns Joey on and makes him want a penis
more. You're right, Kent. That's true.
So it was recommended by his ophthalmologist that he does not take that. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe he can just start off with the crazy glue. And hopefully that'll take care of things.
Well, Kenny, I think that explains where Joey is. He's definitely got to be taking care of that prolapsed rectum. I mean, that's serious business.
I
that's probably why he's
been
on the show.
Crazy glue and got stuck to his chair. He probably can't stand up or anything.
Joey's not the smartest guy, so he might have actually crazy glued the cheeks together, and now he has to do it number two, and that's a whole thing that you don't want to think about. But
I'm pretty sure
that's probably why he hasn't called the show, sadly.
Let's not think about that, okay? Severely wrong.
Oh, crap.
Well, he did it to himself, Kenny. He's the one that wanted the penit. Well, never mind. You understand.
So, how is everybody doing tonight?
Wait, what's the back? Wait, can I? Oh, wow. That looks so cool. Because I've never seen me look at it. It's just like that.
Did Johnny just show his penis to his kid?
That is not right. That is wrong.
That's really cool. I'm sorry.
The whole day.
Hello.
So what was your question, Kenny? How's my day?
Yes.
Well, my day was okay. You know, I had some issues with Mitch, which I'm not going to get into. He's obviously not a very well-behaved dog. And the person that was supposed to be the dog whisperer, Cesar Milan, is supposed to be helping me, but he's also doing a TV show at the same time. So apparently I'm going to have to try to fit Mitch in where, you know, get him where I fit in, if you know what I'm saying. So it's going to be difficult for me to get the lessons that I would like learned or taught to my dog in a proper time frame, Kenny. So, you know, my dog was outside smoking on the deck. I told him there was no smoking on the deck. He does not care. Then he litters. He puts a cigarette out on the deck, leaves it on the deck, and I got to pick it up and clean it. Dog thinks I work for him, Kenny. Thinks it's slavery times, brother.
Kenny, being a pet owner yourself, what would you recommend for DC2 to do to help give his dog some obedience training? What would you recommend?
Well, since I have a cat, and the cat has a mind of his own, I really couldn't tell you.
Kenny, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about taking him out to my old high school field where we used to play football, where I used to play football. And I just think maybe, you know, whenever he does something wrong, just go ahead and line him up, kick a field goal with him. I mean, does that seem fair?
Kick a field goal with the dog?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, you know, it counts for 3 points and you know, but no, seriously, Kenny, I mean, listen, I've tried everything. At this point, I think I need to start kicking field goals with the dog.
I don't know what to tell you about that. Why is that unacceptable?
Hey, Johnny, why don't you buy Michael's dog so you can get a dog just like I have, and then we'll see how unacceptable it is after about 3 weeks, brother.
I told him I'd buy it. He told me it was $47.81, and I thought that was just a weird coincidence.
Man, he told me it was $24. Man, I'm going to get you that dog. You're going to have
a
dog just like mine. It's going to be a hellion. And then in 3 weeks, Johnny's going to be crazy just like I am.
Is it nature or is it nurture?
Well, I guess we're going to find out, brother.
Well, he's not going to get any good nurturing from me, so.
Well, shit, no.
Why wouldn't the dog get good nurturing from you, Johnny?
Have you ever talked
because
to Johnny, Kenny?
I also hate dogs. I believe dogs are spawned.
To be fair to dogs, he hates humans too, though. So,
Johnny, you've never had like even so much as a goldfish?
No. Well, yes, I've had a fish.
He
also had cats. I didn't eat the goldfish, you bastard. But the fish just kind of just swim around. They're not that exciting. I prefer much more exciting things in my life.
Well, guess what? You're going to get something exciting when you get that dog. It's going to be like a stick of dynamite up your ass.
Ungodly. Hank says
ungodly,
I hate everyone.
Ungodly, but factual. Very factual.
I don't know who this Hank guy is, but he's saying that I hate everyone, and that's not true. I'm okay with Pastor Kent.
He likes three people. He likes Kent. He likes Cardinal. He likes Jesse.
No. No.
Okay, Kent, Cardinal, Bo.
Victor, I like Victor.
You don't even know Victor. No, Victor's never said three words.
But
okay, is that why you like him?
Is a
he
teenager.
And I both have a very – he has a youthful outlook on things.
That's, yes. Unspoken, youthful outlook.
Yes, I do.
Victor.
I also like – I like Mad Mars because if I need any $2,000 shoes, I know I can get them from him.
Victor's a teenager, did you say, Kent? He's 16?
No, Victor's not a teenager. Victor is 61 years old.
Kent. Well, Kent wouldn't lie. Kent, what were you saying?
Well, he is 17, but he is very mature. So people think that he's a little older, like 17 and a half. But that's it. No more.
I bet he looks a lot older because doesn't he have a mustache? That's probably why that he looks older.
Yes.
17.
And he has pubic hairs.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. Whoa.
Well, congratulations, Victor.
Yeah. Way to go.
You're of age for Jesco.
Okay, we got a caller. Just press the one key. Let's see. Who is it? 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, this is
Pope Francis. How do you do?
Pope Francis, okay.
Hello?
I hear the person on your show talks bad about the Catholics. And
that would be Joseph Gibson. He talks bad about the Catholics.
About
Canada.
Where?
It's Catholics.
What school, what degree, where did he get his documentations from?
I don't know. The truth, you'd have to ask him, and he's not on the show tonight, unfortunately.
Did he get it out of the Cracker Jack box?
Seems likely. That's very likely.
I don't know, Your Eminence.
Yeah, I think he went to an accredited college called Cracker Jack University. I think that's where he got it.
Well, he could have gotten it in jail.
We are considered Christians.
Yes, I know that. I say that all the time. I say that Catholics are Christians too.
You know, the thing about the Virgin Mary, those are secondhand issues. As long as we believe in Christ crucified, that's all we have to believe.
Right.
Amen.
That's what I said.
And, this man sounds like he got his degree from Nazism.
We got a 336 number that just blessed us. Let's find out if this is Joseph Gibson.
Ah, Mr. Joe.
Let's find out. Hello.
Hey, God's Rainbow Ministry.
Hey,
yeah,
who
this
is
Randall. This is Randall. I'm an attorney looking for Joseph Gibson.
He's not here right now. Randall?
He's being anally penetrated right now, but he might be on later.
Aww. Well, Joseph Gibson has a lot to answer for, so this is Randall. I'm an attorney. I'm looking for him. He's been accused of harassment in the locker room at his Gold's Gym. Mm. He's been accused of making threats online. He's been accused of saying that... Pastor Ken?
Say what now?
This is Pastor Ken. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has been saying that he wants to have a threesome with you and Tony. And
it sounds like him.
Yeah. He's been saying now that he wants a three-way with you and Tony.
Well, that would... happened, Randall.
Why not?
Because we're not into that.
I think the only way that would happen is if it was just Farrar and Joey and they made Kenny watch. And Kenny is not a watcher. Kenny's an active participant, so it's never going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way that would work, true.
Yeah.
So, Pope Francis, okay, I understand that the Catholic Church...
Oh, my son.
I understand that the Catholic Church has opened his viewpoints to homosexuality. Is that true?
Yes.
No.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. They are also in need of a savior. And we believe
exactly.
The homosexual community, they are a part of our church.
Oh, God.
But,
and since I'm not on this show and I'm not on the line and I'm only listening, I'd appreciate it if some of you callers would keep my name out of your mouth and not assume what
but
I would
Joseph,
do with the center, buddy.
But Joseph Gibson has been saying this, not us. Joseph Gibson is saying this.
I don't see Joseph Gibson even here.
No, he's
well,
been saying this around.
Tony F., how are you doing this evening? Good to hear from
you.
Well,
I was doing fine until people started saying that I would have sex with Joe Gibson and make Ken watch. You know, I was doing just fine listening to the show and listening to y'all and having a good time.
When did Vincently say this?
Nobody said that. Joe Gibson has been saying that.
Can you tell me nobody said that?
Well, they said something similar to that, yes.
The guy said, the stupid one that was pretending to be a lawyer or whatever, said that Joe Gibson wanted to have a three-way with you and me.
Right.
DC said that would never happen. The only way it would happen is if it was just me and Joe, and we made you watch.
No,
you're not a watcher.
but in the end, he said it would never happen.
That's my opinion. I'm not pretending to be a lawyer. I'm not pretending to be a lawyer. I am a lawyer, sir.
So a lawyer's going to call in an internet show looking for Joe Gibson. Why don't you call Joe Gibson's phone number? Everybody knows it, dumbass.
We can't
language.
Only
Tony.
Keep the profanity down.
We can't get a hold of them, faggot.
You can't get a hold of them. Okay.
Oh.
We must come.
It's getting feisty.
In love.
Feisty.
Peace.
But yeah,
and
Joe Gibson wants
Joe
to have
Gibson
sex
out
with
of
him. Eve. Well, Joe Gibson is also looking for Tony Gaga.
Oh, my.
Well, not anymore, as far as I understand. He doesn't listen to Tony Gaga anymore. Okay?
Well, if he said
well,
it, it must be true,
also...
right, Kenny?
Huh?
Okay.
Okay, I will go. I will go and do the communion. Excuse me, Pastor Kane?
Yes.
I have to go right now. I have
to go
to the altar and confess the sins of many done here at Rome.
All right. Well, you have a blessed night.
You have a blessed night. Everybody in the show have a blessed night. And remember to not let Gibson on your show again because he talks bad about the Catholics. And that is not good.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. And God bless you, my friend.
Well, God bless you, too.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The only thing I was saying about the whole Farrah thing was that was my opinion, you know, when that was brought up, that my opinion was the only way that could possibly ever happen. Because I knew you wouldn't involve yourself in something like that. You're not going to do any tomfoolery like that. I wasn't trying to be mean or anything like that. I was just saying it's not a likely happen thing, unlikely happening, something that's likely to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I get it. She just don't want me to talk about it. I got it. I get it.
All right.
Amen.
We got another caller, 111. Let's bring him on. Hello, 111.
Hello?
Anal.
Okay.
It's not even echoing, you idiot. Was that Dickie?
Yeah, that sounded like Dickie.
Yeah,
Dickie, it wasn't even echoing, you moron.
Oh. That sounded
I,
like
I, I know. He wasn't echoing. Okay, he just repeated himself.
Idiot.
Okay, we've got another caller, 210. 210,
uh-oh,
you're on
it's
the air.
Kim. It's Victor?
No. Hello?
Shalom. Shalom? What the? Is somebody getting a blowjob on there?
It sounds like they're choking or something. I hope they're okay.
I don't know. It was in between a clap or something.
Oh, that's ungodly. I was hoping Eugene would call in tonight. I always enjoy his calls and picking his brain about lawn care. Very, very important to me, keeping my lawn pristine. And I know it's very important to Eugene as well. I was hoping he'd call in. But he's probably busy working on
Eugene's
the lawn.
Eugene's lawn looks like a golf course. It's the most time
he's
spent on it.
You know it, brother. You know it. You can just tell.
Yeah, but he has a problem with crabgrass.
He don't got that problem no more.
Yeah, Roundup killed everything.
So I got a question about the Ravens this week. I know they had a great offensive week in week one. I wonder if they could keep that up. Should I take the over on that? I mean, it's over 50 points.
Arizona?
What's the spread on that, Johnny?
Last I looked, it was like 50. Or wait a minute, not that. That's the I don't worry about the spread. I'm just worried about the point total.
You know, I'm going to go under. And I'll tell you why. The Ravens will score a lot. The Cardinals won't score any. So unless the Ravens score like 50, which I don't think they will. I'm looking at like a 35-10 game maybe. So I'd take the under on that.
Kenny, any opinion from you?
I don't know. I don't really follow sports that much to tell you on the betting world. Okay, I don't bet on games, so I don't know.
I don't bet on
games.
Hey,
Yanni,
games either.
What's the spread? What's the spread in that one?
It's like 13 or 12 over.
Oh yeah,
the,
take the over on that.
Cardinals. Yeah. And the it's 46 is the over under line.
Ooh, 46, not 50.
I was wrong.
Yeah, I think I might go over.
What I'm concerned about is that Negro quarterback has basically peaked in week one, and it's going to be all downhill from here.
Well, you know, they both have Negro quarterbacks, so that kind of cancels it out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. They got the rookie in Arizona.
Yep.
All righty. We got some more callers. Okay.
Amen.
617, you're on the air.
Yeah, that might be Jesco.
Oh, hi, this is Madeline Mitten.
Madeline, how you doing?
You in Boston?
Hi, I'm looking for Tony Gaga.
You looking for who?
For Tony Gaga.
Well, Tony Gaga isn't on this show, Madeline.
Oh, will you come up to Boston and fuck me in the jacuzzi? I want you to come up and pop to my hotel suite and fuck me in the jacuzzi.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I want you to get me pregnant, and then I can go have an abortion in Canada.
What number abortion would that be for you, Madeline? Are we in double figures yet?
27.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
27, that was a good year, brother. My 27th year. It was a good year.
1927. That's when Kenny was born.
That was a good year for the Yankees. Amen.
I don't follow.
27 Yankees, world, never mind. It's,
will Tony F. come to my room?
No.
Yes.
Oh, you will?
He paid his plane ticket. Just pay for his, the Southwest go from San Antonio to Boston.
I would just like to point out, DC2 did not mention your name, and I'm not in any trouble. Amen.
So does JetBlue.
I thought it was called Jet Blow. Hello?
That's what Dom calls the cocaine that he does. Because you fly high like a jet. Yeah, because you fly high like a jet when you take it, when you sniff it. That boy's crazy. That time is crazy.
Well, Madeline loved us.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I think we might have broke Joey. Poor Joey got broke.
Yeah, he isn't calling in. Okay.
Ken.
But he was on another show, so, you know, doing two shows in one day might be too much for him.
Ken, another question, Ken. Ken? Ken.
Yes.
Oh, do you think Tupac is really dead, or do you think he's alive?
You know, to tell you the truth, I've had my thoughts about that. Okay, and you
really?
Know, sometimes I think he's still alive because
he's dead, Kenny.
One of the videos that he was in, he died before Air Jordans came out, okay? And he was wearing a pair.
What?
Mad Mark would,
Air Jordans,
Mad Mark would know
Air
that.
Jordans came, Air Jordans came out in 1984, Kenny. He died in 1996.
Six. I know he died in 1986.
Mad Mark on the phone.
I'm talking about this particular pair of Jordans he was wearing. They didn't come out. They didn't come out that before he died. Okay, it was a particular pair of Air Jordans.
Danny,
I didn't know you were a collector of Jordans. I mean, you know all about those. You collect Nike Jordans or what, Kenny?
No, I don't. I used to have a couple pair. Okay.
Have you seen the new Mexican Jordans they put out? The Air Force Ones.
JUN1.
They put out a Mexican shoe. It's called the Air Force Ones, brother. JUANS.
They're real popular down in Juarez.
No, I haven't seen them.
I'll show you a photo. They're fire, brother. They're like cowboy boots, but they got Nike signs on the side.
How about Victor has it? Popular with the young people.
Amen.
We haven't heard from Pastor
what?
Kent. Pastor Kent in a while. Mm-hmm. What you doing, Pastor Kent?
You're getting vaginal, I'm sure.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Pastor Kent, you there?
Hello? Hello?
He might have fallen asleep. You know, Kent has this thing after he gets done making love, he passes out. He's got a little bit of narcolepsy in him. So he might have just passed out, you know. He'll be fine in a few minutes. But, Kenny, just to answer your question, or actually, I guess it was Johnny's question, Tupac is dead.
Dang it.
Just thought I'd, you know, let y'all know. Amen.
How do you know for sure?
he 50 people saw him get shot up, and they showed his body in the crematorium before they or whatever before they burn it or whatever, and he was the dude's dead. He had all the same tattoos. How could they recreate? Would they really recreate all that to fake a death? I don't know. And why him? Like what was? Like what
letter.
Was he doing that was so great that would they would want to keep him alive?
Kenny, do you believe that Michael Jackson is still alive?
No, I believe he's dead.
Michael Jackson.
Kenny.
From Wonderland.
Kenny, if you had to be eaten by an animal, which animal would you choose?
If I had to be eaten by an animal?
Yeah, eaten alive by an animal.
That's a weird question.
It's very weird, but it's also a good question. You know, for me, I think I'd like it. I'd like to go out Jaws style.
You like to go out by a shark?
Yeah, why not? Get a big ass shark, one bite, I'm out.
Jeez.
Instead of like, you know, if you get another animal that it takes a little longer, you would suffer more, wouldn't you? In theory, I guess. I haven't really thought about it too much till now, but
I
guess
I it kind of
depends.
They usually like rip people apart and eat them like that. I don't think that would be a good way to go. But
well, you know, if the animal would break my neck first, then I would choose that because then you're done right there. Like if it's a broken neck, then break my neck and I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So I choose whatever animal kills his prey by neck breaking. Once you snap the neck, then you're done and I'm kind of out and you can do whatever. You can dig me up, mong me. I'm broken neck, so I'm good. You know, I'm out. I'm all about minimizing the pain, brother.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what animal I would want to be eaten by. Okay,
I know what animal
question.
You
want to
be penetrated
hard
by.
Question.
That's a horse. Dominguez.
No.
No.
Dominguez.
Fake news.
I guess
I'm going to end this program. Okay.
Is Pastor Kent back?
No.
Kent.
He ain't say nothing.
I also think that maybe Freddie Mercury did not die.
All right, Spencer. Jesus Christ. Freddie Mercury's the guy that cuts my lawn. I'm just kidding.
Freddie Mercury kind of looks like that. He looks like that presidential candidate, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah. Booty gang guy.
He's in South Bend, Indiana, and he is a queer gay.
Yeah, you got to hit him up with double. You got to double it up. Queer gay. So, Kenny, what are your plans for the weekends, brother? What's for the weekend?
Nothing really. I got to do a show tomorrow night. And then do a show on Sunday. So I got nothing really planned.
I'll predict you'll sleep through one of those. I don't know which, but one of them you won't be on for.
And you got your day off on Monday. Your
going to get to spend time with, well, I'm not going to use his name, but your significant other. So that'll be good, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Kenny, do you have, like, have any favorite TV shows that you watch?
I think it's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Law and Order.
Oh, no, it's not on Nickelodeon.
Kenny,
I thought you liked the Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon and stuff.
No, I don't watch them.
Jesco watches something called Nickelodeon.
I don't get that in my cable package, I guess.
Well, you're from
the
South.
I guess it's not offered down here.
It's up where the Yankees are up north.
I think that's a specialty order. Comes with the admission to the White Hood gang.
I got a question about marching bands. What's the point of a marching band at a football game? I don't really understand that.
Entertainment.
Kenny,
yeah.
Do you care to answer?
Yeah, I would say entertainment.
Well, the halftime's only 15 minutes. And, you know, these people spend 6 days getting ready for that, and it seems like a lot of – I don't understand.
Well, they do other things too, Johnny.
Well, they could just wheel out at like a big screen TV and just, play some movie trailers or during the halftime, sell commercials.
Well, they do that anyway.
Well, at the state.
For the people at home, I'm saying.
Whatever happened to the Marshall Tucker Band?
The who?
The Marshall Tucker Band. Whatever happened to that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither. I think they dispersed.
Dispersed? Was there a fire there, Kenny?
They dispersed.
Please disperse.
Okay, they just broke up.
Oh. Please disperse.
Huh.
So Ken, you don't have anything planned with your significant other for the weekend? Just playing it by ear?
No, nothing. No,
anything with
the,
are you going to
sorry.
Any youth football games with Victor's nephew or grandson or whatever it is?
No. I got another caller.
Hey.
This came
okay.
on 111. Let's see. 111, you're on the air. Although I can barely hear you.
Is that Joe Gibson getting pounded out? Kenny, I think Joey's getting his cheeks busted. Live on the platform. That's horrible.
Okay.
That's a first.
All right. I can't make out that. Oh, okay. It looks like Ashley's calling in. Let's take Ashley's call.
Oh, crap.
Hey, Eddie Money died.
Hello, Ashley.
Ooh.
You there?
Sweet connection.
Hello?
can't wait to read about this later. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Did you know Eddie Money died?
No. When did he die?
Me home tonight. I don't want to let you go.
He died
go
today, brother. He had esophageal cancer.
Take me home tonight.
Yeah, he passed away, brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one of my dad's favorites. Big fan. My dad's a big fan of his, so I grew up listening to him a little myself, so
take
it's a bit of a sad
tonight.
Day. That's a very kind rendition, Johnny. May he rest in peace. Too much death around here lately, man. It's very sad.
Did he do any other songs?
Yeah, man, he did other songs. I just don't know them off the top of my head. But...
Say,
yeah,
oh,
he did.
Maybe
he
hold on.
Wait, what? Somebody asked me a
he
question?
He did plenty of songs. I just don't know them all myself either.
Yeah, if I heard them, I could.
Tickets to Paradise.
Yeah, that's
two
one.
Tickets to Paradise.
It's,
mm-hmm.
Which band are you talking about? The Marshall Tucker or something?
No. Any money.
Okay, I got you.
Eddie Money passed away today. Very sad.
Eddie Money, dead or Canadian?
Or both. Dead Canadian.
I think he's American.
And I think so.
His real name was Edward Joseph Mahoney. So that makes me think he was an Irishman.
Hmm. I wonder if Ken fell asleep.
I think I'm in love.
Oh, Johnny's taking over the show, brother. Gonna start singing karaoke night.
That's death.
I would prefer Johnny's karaoke over the music, though. So there is that.
Oh, you don't want to hear any money?
I mean, I like Eddie Money, yeah, but you don't ever play Eddie Money, Kenny. You play, like, other stuff that I would rather hear Johnny sing.
Does Eddie Money do any godly songs?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
I think we ruined Gibson. He hadn't called in at all. Is the man scared?
I think he threw in the towel.
That's too bad.
Well, I think he, like I said, he did a show earlier today, and one show a day is enough for.
Kenny, he's done his show and then come on your show, and that don't mean nothing. That don't mean anything. That show, he was only on there for an hour. That's nothing. Then your show came on. He's done his show for 2 hours, then come on your show for 2 hours. So, in fact, he did it the other night. So, that's not the reason. Poor Joey has been put to bed. Night, night, Joey.
Well, maybe he'll come back on next week. Okay, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. Either or, it's fun having the crew back together. I don't really care about him. He can come on and get demolished or not. Doesn't really matter one way or the other to me.
Let's get Victor on. I want to talk about his tamale recipe and how he picks a proper avocado.
And you also want to hit on him. So, Kenny, don't let that happen.
No.
That would be a very interesting interview, like a special guest interview.
Do it, Kenny.
I heard you could squeeze the avocados if they're kind of mushy. That's good.
I just want to hear if Johnny can refrain from hitting on him. That's what I want to hear.
When we buy avocados, we like to buy a firm avocado.
Oh,
okay,
really?
Because when you buy them when they're mushy, you gotta eat them real quick, or otherwise they're gonna go bad.
Oh, like a banana.
Amen. Amen. Good man.
Okay, I got another caller. 111, let's take it.
Ashley,
I want to stuff
one.
You up my kawaii ass.
Okay.
What a wonderful ghost. Was that a wonderful ghost caller that just called in? What, that was hysterical.
I think they had the TV on in the background or something.
Apparently.
I think you just need to remind people to turn the radio and TV down when they come on the air.
Amen. Kenny, how long is your show? Do you have it for 2 hours or is it an hour and a half show, brother?
It's an hour and a half.
Oh.
Like I said, we're getting ready to end it.
You
want to
end it with a prayer, brother?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to end it with a prayer. Okay?
Amen.
Yes, amen. Dear Father in heaven, Almighty God, your children look to you in prayer. Lord, hold us always by the hand, Lord. Reveal to us that you hear us, Lord, that you are among us, providing what is best for us, Lord, to the glory of your name, Lord. In this hour, let us experience something from you, Lord, the good and merciful one. May we always be glad and thankful for all we already received from you and for all we are still to receive in our lives. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to say God bless you. Thank you all my callers that called in tonight. Okay. May you have a blessed night. And I'm gonna give a shout out to a person that's in the Tony Salami Brigade room, Charles. A shout out to Charles. Hooker.
A honky.
Okay. A shout out to Ashley. Okay, for all you guys for being on my program tonight. Okay, shout out to Boss Hogg. Okay, he's on our in our chat room, and also to Hello. He's in our chat room. So, God bless y'all. Have a blessed night, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then Sunday, we will be doing our God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church service at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. I hope to see you all there.
Whew.
God bless you. Have a great night.
Amen.
Amen.